Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Mica Action Group has announced it is standing down after 11 years. A DUP politician says material placed on a Republican bonfire in Derry is unacceptable, as police confirm inquiries are underway. A man's appeared in court charged with the murder and attempted murder following the death of a man and an attack on a priest in Downpatrick on Sunday. And Donegal County Council has confirmed there has been contact from six individuals who have indicated that they would be looking to seek a presidential election nomination. These stories in full plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will have all the latest sports news at around quarter past. But first, the Mica Action Group has announced it is standing down after 11 years. Deputy Chairperson Tricia Sullivan told Michaela Clark on today's 9 till noon show that the 100% Redress Party has secured the election of four councillors and a TD, and they are now the best place to take the campaign forward. Tricia says the success of MAG has been that ordinary people got together to fight for redress, and while the issue is nowhere close to being resolved, the journey they've been on for over a decade has been instrumental in securing the progress that has been made.
The biggest achievement of the group is just constantly pushing, working so hard, and making this known to people. I think Paul Dunlop, who's an amazing scientist, just proving that this is not mica. Mica is something that can be remediated. It's pyrite, pyrrhotite, which cannot be remediated. Bringing awareness. Every day we were out there on social media, just pushing and pushing and bringing awareness, bringing education to the people. And I think the constant beating on the drum has really made a difference and brought us to where we are now. We have a long, long way to go, but headway has been made. Every person should be proud of that.
And it really has been people power. And even, you know, the campaigns that the group led on social media, you know, it was constant. So the issue never fell from the headlines. And I think that over the years, you know, you got the commitment that the scheme would be reviewed, and that was amazing to achieve what you have. And, you know, nationally, it's a great achievement.
Nationally, it is a great achievement. I think that Donegal opened the doors to other counties getting on the scheme. But we do have to look at this and say, this is not just Donegal. It's not just Sligo. It's not just Mayo. We're finding this in, I think it's 22 counties now. Or more throughout the country. So this is not just a Donegal problem anymore, but it is a massive, massive problem.
A DUP politician says material placed on a Republican bonfire in Derry is unacceptable, as police confirm inquiries are underway. The placards feature crosshairs as well as the names of police officers, politicians and a teenage boy who died in a drowning tragedy in 2010. The pyre in the Creggan estate is due to be lit on Friday. Foyle MLA Gary Middleton says it's unacceptable.
In this case, we need to see local leadership, local communities calling this out, which obviously has been done, but also working with those involved to say, look, it is not acceptable to cause this level of hurt. It's not acceptable to cause any level of hurt, but to cause that level of hurt to people within our communities is wrong. And we need to see the names obviously removed and ensure that whatever happens on the night, that it passes off peacefully.
A man's appeared in court charged with the murder and attempted murder following the death of a man and an attack on a priest in Downpatrick on Sunday. The body of Stephen Branigan was found at a house on Sunday, a few hours after the attack on Father John Murray in his church. Tara Griffiths was in Newton Aird's Magistrates Court today.
30-year-old Hugh Malone from Belfast, but with no fixed address, appeared via video link from Musgrave Police Station. Wearing a grey tracksuit, he confirmed he understood the charges against him. A PSNI Detective Chief Inspector told the court she could connect Malone to the charges. A defence solicitor said there was a significant mental health context to the case. No bail application was made and Malone was remanded in custody until the 4th of September.
Donegal County Council has confirmed there's been contact from six individuals who've indicated that they would be looking to seek a presidential election nomination. A spokesperson indicated, however, that the council can only give consideration to nominating a candidate following the making of the presidential election order. A Tyrone man has been sentenced to 13 years in prison for a number of child sexual abuse offences. 31-year-old Jason Harkness from Cookstown was convicted of sexual assault of a child under 13, common assault, rape of a child under 13, and possessing an indecent photograph or pseudo-photograph of a child. These offences occurred between 2017 and September 2021. At Laganside Crown Court, he was sentenced today to 13 years in custody and has been given a sexual offences prevention order for an indefinite period, as well as a disqualification from working with children indefinitely. Israel is pounding Gaza City, killing 123 people over the past 24 hours, according to the Hamas-run civil defence agency. It comes as the IDF confirmed it's approved the main concept for an attack plan in the Gaza Strip. Israel says it will launch a new offensive and seize control of Gaza City. Meanwhile, the UK, EU, Australia, Canada and Japan have issued a statement urging action to reverse starvation. Former President Mary Robinson, who visited the closed Rafah border with Gaza yesterday, said a significant proportion of aid trucks are being turned away with vital supplies.
This has to stop, and there has to be a ceasefire, and there has to be an opening of all of the access, because these trucks are not enough. But people are starving, children are starving and dying of malnutrition. We are seeing an unfolding famine and an unfolding genocide, and it is not acceptable.
A new military chief prosecutor has been appointed in Lebanon following the controversy surrounding the trial into the murder of Private Sean Rooney. The UN peacekeeper's family and the Irish government expressed their disappointment with authorities at what they were at what they felt were lenient sentences given to some of those involved in the attack which killed the 24-year-old. An appeal into those sentences has now been lodged following discussions between the Taoiseach and the Lebanese Justice and Defence Ministers. Simon Harris says it's a positive development from Lebanon.
I'm pleased that the Lebanese government have now informed me that appeal papers have been lodged in the military court to appeal the leniency of the sentences.
SFTV Ruairi Omurku is a friend of the Rooney family.
They have made a promise that they would do everything in their powers in relation to taking Mohammed Ayed into custody. That needs to happen as soon as possible. I think there needs to be an explanation in relation to why the situation arose where he was allowed to leave custody. And then beyond that, no one was happy with a one-month sentence, a three-month sentence, mm-hmm. and then derisory amounts of fines in relation to what was a brutal murder.
Taoiseach Simon Harris has spoken to Harvey Morrison's mother Gillian today and they've agreed to meet in the future. The Taoiseach has also sought a full report on the timeline of care provided to Harvey. There are 253 people in Donegal still waiting to be paid as part of the ACRE scheme, with 40 of these payments outstanding since 2023, the most in the state. Deputy Pierce Doherty says all of these farming families are now in financial limbo, and this actively undermines the very purpose of the scheme itself. He says the ACRE scheme was not just intended to be an environmental scheme, but as a central pillar of rural development in places like Donegal. Deputy Doherty told Highland Radio News these delays are undermining the whole vision.
We've been told it's IT glitches, IT problems over and over, but this has gone on now for far too long, and the fact that we've still got 40 farmers who haven't been paid their acres payment for 2023 and over 250 farmers that haven't been paid for last year is simply unacceptable. In Donegal now, with the largest number of farmers across the state that haven't been paid, and the department, you know, despite the fact that we've raised this over and over again with the minister, the department still aren't able to give a clear deadline and date when these farmers will actually get the payment that they're entitled to.
And the reality here is this is an environmental programme. So a lot of the time, farmers will have paid money, made investments out of their own pockets in anticipation of early payment. For those who were spending money in 22-23 to prepare for this scheme, they're in serious trouble now, potentially.
Yeah, look, this is really, really frustrating for farmers. And, you know, I've talked to many farmers and they're just saying, look, this scheme is a bit of a disaster, particularly in relation to where you're in kind of cooperative land, which many of kind of health farmers would be in Donegal. There's been issues with this scheme from day one, from the fact that the scores weren't delivered to farmers, so they didn't know where they stood for a long period of time. So then payments were made, then payments months later were basically being recouped by the department. The farmer out there, they don't care about the excuses from the department. They have done the work. They're entitled to this payment, and I'm telling the government now, telling the Minister for Agriculture, that he needs to get dealing with this issue, and this money needs to be paid promptly to farmers across Donegal and elsewhere.
SSE has launched the 2025 Meintycat and Collier Community Benefit Fund, with online applications being accepted until Friday, September 12th. The funding is open to projects within 20 kilometres of the wind farms, with priority being given to those within 5 kilometres. This year, the fund will distribute over €160,000 to initiatives that promote environmental sustainability, improve safety for service users, or foster community development. Last year, nearly €166,000 was distributed to 27 community groups, including the Donegal Mountain Rescue Team. Since 2007, the Community Fund has awarded €1.6 million to local projects near the two wind farms. Anne Reynolds is Community Development Officer with SSE Renewables.
We feel very strongly that the community should benefit from having the wind farm in their locality, and it's coming up to 18 years now, so you know we've had a great commitment to all the local groups around our wind farm.
We know that there can at times be, shall we say, strained relations between wind farm developments and the community. Do you think this is helping to avoid that, that there's a better relationship between yourselves as an operator and the local community as a result of these investments?
Well, we historically had walks as well too, so we have built up a relationship with all the local groups, and they can see the actual financial benefit to their locality and all their different projects. So it does definitely help with relations with all the different groups. The Lena Lee wind farm has just come into commission there in 2023, and that fund for the year is estimated to be about $150,000 annually. The first committee met recently, and it was just a small fund because it's operated slightly different to our other funds. It's under the terms and conditions of the RES scheme, so that one was only based on 3 months of generation. But the second round will open shortly on the 29th of September for 6 weeks. So obviously there will be a press release to go out with that again. So that is, again, another opportunity for social enterprises, community groups and charities to apply. And it will be from the 29th of September for 6 weeks. So that's another sort of commitment to people in the area.
The time is coming up to 12 minutes past five. We'll be back after the short break.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the Northwest leader in sports equipment for clubs and schools at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 5:15. Mark's here with the latest sports news.
Thanks, Kitty. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. PSG boss Luis Enrique says it's been difficult to plan for their UEFA Super Cup clash with Tottenham due to Thomas Frank's arrival at the Premier League club. Last season's Champions League and Europa League winners meet in Udine tonight. PSG have only been back in training for a week after finishing as runners-up at the Club World Cup last month, but Enrique says he's ready to go again.
I have to say that I'm very happy to be here again and start a new season. This is a challenge season for us, for all the players and for the team. Also because we have the possibility to make history again in Paris, and that means to win important trophies.
Tottenham defender Ben Davies says they've really enjoyed the first few weeks under their new manager Thomas Frank. Davies has welcomed Frank's fresh ideas after he replaced Ange Postecoglou earlier this summer.
The little details around the game that we feel that we can improve, and so far it's been really exciting. We've only had a couple of weeks, but we're really hoping that the work we've put in will pay dividends.
Kickoff in Italy is at 8 o'clock. In transfer news, Bournemouth have signed defender Bafodé Diakite from Lille in a deal that could rise to £34.6 million. Diakite featured 10 times in the Champions League for Lille last season. It's understood Leeds have reached a deal to sign England international Dominic Calvert-Lewin. The 28-year-old striker has been without a club since leaving Everton when his contract expired earlier this summer. And AC Milan are confident of signing Manchester United striker Rasmus Højlund on a loan deal. That is according to reports in Italy, which say the deal would include an option to buy clause of around €47 million. PSG goalkeeper Gianluigi Donnarumma appears to have said his goodbye to the club on social media. He helped them win the Champions League last season, but has been left out of their squad for that Super Cup game against Tottenham this evening. Manchester City, Chelsea and Manchester United are all reportedly interested in bringing the Italy number one to the Premier League. Well, goalkeepers could give away a corner if they hold on to the ball longer than 8 seconds this season. It is one of the main changes to the laws of the game brought in by the PGMOL. Chief Operating Officer and former Premier League official Howard Webb says it is designed to clamp down on time wasting.
It's not meant to be punitive, it's meant to be preventative. It's all about getting the ball back into play. So far we've seen it in a few games in the EFL and obviously in some other tournaments during the summer. Seems to have done what it's meant to do.
In Gaelic Games, Conor O'Donnell has been nominated for the GAA Footballer of the Month for July. The Cairn Donagh clubman was fantastic in Donegal's All-Ireland semi-final win over Meath as he netted the third goal in a 20-point win at Croke Park. He also had a good game in the All-Ireland final where he scored 4 points against Kerry. Kerry forward David Clifford and captain Gavin White are the other nominees. The Derry Senior Football Championship starts this evening. Lavi face Drumcern in the opening game, which throws in an Owen Beg at 7:15. In golf, five-time major winner Brooks Koepka will be among the field for next month's Irish Open. Fellow LIV golfers Sergio Garcia and Tyrrell Hatton will be joining him at the K Club. Home favourites Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry, Padraig Harrington and Seamus Power are also due to play at the Maynooth course. Finally, in tennis, nine-time Grand Slam champion Monica Seles has been diagnosed with the neuromuscular condition MG. Seles had 8 major titles to her name by the age of 19, but only won one more after being stabbed during a match in Hamburg in 1993. That is all your sports, Katie. We're back with more tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Mark. Members of the Indian community are calling on the government to put more Gardaí on the streets to protect migrants. Crowds of anti-racism campaigners gathered outside government buildings in Dublin earlier today to hold a demonstration. It comes after a series of attacks on Indian people in recent weeks. Sharon Scabra is part of a group of people who have drafted 4 proposals to make the country safer for their community.
Make parents accountable, take them through a family action plan. If that does not work, maybe look at other means like restricting the child benefit payment for a certain time until the teen and the family really come together and work on this. The second is trying to create some sort of a violence reduction unit on the street. The third one is to pair teenagers with people who are contributing in the community so that they can learn real life skills to keep them away from a world of crime. And the fourth one is to introduce some sort of anti-racism subject in the schools.
Meanwhile, the HSE has strongly condemned all racist abuse and assaults. It says the effective operation of the health service would be under serious threat if it were not for the support of thousands of international staff. Professionals from India, Africa and other Asian countries make up almost a quarter of HSE nurses and midwives. Donegal County Council is inviting residents, members of the public and other interested parties to participate in the third non-statutory public consultation on the emerging preferred route corridor for the Carrigans to Lifford Greenway project. The project aims to provide a trail between the border at Carrigans and Lifford. Donal Kavanagh reports.
Donegal County Council says the delivery of the Greenway would not only provide a great recreational facility and social support for local communities, but also provide important cross-border links to both Derry and Strabane via the North West Greenway network and, in the future, the proposed Inishowen Greenway network. The project is currently nearing completion of Phase 2, the option selection process. In November of last year, the second non-statutory public consultation was held. It presented the route corridor options that had been identified following the completion of a preliminary options assessment. These options have been subject to a further detailed assessment, and the purpose of this third consultation is to inform people of the emerging preferred route corridor and invite their feedback. As part of the process, 2 in-person public events are taking place in St Johnstone and Lifford. The first takes place on Monday next from 2 until 8 at the St Johnstone and Carrigans Family Resource Centre on Chapel Road. The second takes place on the next day, Tuesday, August 19th, from 2 until 8 at the Old Courthouse, The Diamond in Lifford. More information on our website, highlandradio.com.
And now for the weather, staying warm and sunny in most parts this evening. Tonight will start mainly dry with clear spells. Showers may develop in places overnight. Very mild with temperatures not falling below 12 to 17 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, the Mica Action Group has announced it is standing down after 11 years. Deputy Chairperson Tricia Sullivan told Michaela Clark on today's 9 to noon show that the 100% Redress Party has secured the election of 4 councillors and a TD, and they are now the best place to take the campaign forward. A DUP politician says material placed on a Republican bonfire in Derry is unacceptable as police confirm inquiries are underway. The placards feature crosshairs as well as the names of police officers, politicians and a teenage boy who died in a drowning tragedy in 2010. The pyre in the Creggan estate is due to be lit on Friday. A man has appeared in court charged with murder and attempted murder following the death of a man and an attack on a priest in Downpatrick on Sunday. The body of Stephen Brannigan was found at a house on Sunday a few hours after the attack on Father John Murray in his church. And Donegal County Council has confirmed there's been contact from 6 individuals who've indicated that they would be looking to seek a presidential election nomination. A spokesperson indicated, however, that the council can only give consideration to nominating a candidate following the making of the presidential election order. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with the headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, August 13th. The death has occurred of Siobhan McBurty, Churchtown Kilcar, reposing at her family home in Churchtown Kilcar tomorrow and Friday from 12 noon until the rosary at 9 o'clock each day. House strictly private at all other times and on the morning of the funeral. A shuttle bus will be in operation from the Ashland car park during wake times. Funeral mass will take place on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in St. Cartha's Church Kilcar, followed by burial in the local cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Carrick Daycare Centre, care of any family member, or McShane Funeral Directors. The funeral mass can be viewed on mcn.live. The death has occurred of Sheila Cunningham, Riverdale Heights, Killybegs, County Donegal, reposing at her residence this evening from 7:30 until 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 o'clock. Removal on Friday morning at 10:30 to St. Mary of the Visitation Church Killybegs for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Mass will be streamed live on mcn.live. House private on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of any family member or McBurty Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Oliver Lockhart, 87 Ard O'Donnell, Letterkenny, reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest until 7 o'clock this evening. House private, please, to family, neighbours and friends. Funeral mass in St. Union's Cathedral on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in Umla Graveyard, Carrigart. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the neonatal unit at Letterkenny University Hospital. The death has taken place of John Anthony McLaughlin, Drina, Malinhead. John's remains will leave Eamon McLaughlin's funeral home, Station Road, Carndonagh, this evening at 8 o'clock, going to his home. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Lag, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. until 12 p.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral mass can be viewed live on Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director's Facebook page. A one-way system will be in operation. Anyone attending the wake is asked to enter at the bottom of the back mountain and exit either on the Tully Road or the Glen Road. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Patients Comfort Fund, Carndonagh Community Hospital, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Oney Forker, Annagree in Birmingham. His remains will repose in McGlynn's funeral home, Dunlow, today from 6:30 with rosary at 8 o'clock and again tomorrow from 2 o'clock with rosary at 8 o'clock. Private removal to the family home in Annagree to repose overnight. Funeral at St. Mary's Star of the Sea Church in Annagree at 11 o'clock on Friday, followed by burial in the old graveyard. The death has occurred of Stephen Patterson, 17 Ashbrook, Letterkenny, County Donegal, formerly Clonmass, Port na Blaa. His remains will be reposing at his late residence in Ashbrook tomorrow from 12 noon. Funeral mass in St. Union's Cathedral, Letterkenny, on Friday at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in Fanavulty Cemetery, Kindrum, Fanad. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Cree, care of any family member or Eamon Scott Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Sean Doherty, John Ned, Ballysalla, Kilkenny, reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 11:15 for 12 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Ochaclay, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Friends of Inishowen Hospice or the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Kathleen Doherty, Ní Coyle, Connacht, Kinnegow, Ballymagan, Buncrana. Kathleen's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving there at 10 o'clock on Friday, going to St. Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Betty McElhenney, Cully, Donegal Town, County Donegal, reposing at her son Tommy's residence, Golard Lahey. Removal from Tommy's residence at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, going to Rathini Presbyterian Church for funeral service at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if so desired, to the Alzheimer's Society Donegal Branch and Ballyshannon Community Hospital, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Margaret McDonough, Mean Moor, Dunlow. Margaret's remains are reposing at her home today, finishing with rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral mass tomorrow at 1 o'clock in St. Cronus Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, to the Dunlow Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund. The death has occurred of Mary Samuel, née Gourlay, Gorriga Bridge, Scotland, and formerly of St Johnson. Funeral will take place on Monday next, the 18th of August, from her home in Gorriga Bridge for funeral service in Morton Hall Crematorium at 12:30. The login details for the live stream are available on our website. And the death has taken place of Peggy Gallagher, née McCarry, Mount Carmel Mean Dairy Falcarra, formerly of Roisin Dunfanaghy. Her remains will repose at her home today until rosary at 8 o'clock. House private to family after the rosary and before the funeral. Funeral mass will take place tomorrow at 12 noon in St Finian's Church, Falcarra, with interment afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Norty, Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the church webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.